Good morning, DMV. You are tuned into The Kickback with me, Diamond B. Frazier. We are live at Dragon Digital Radio, Howard Community College. We are back for season 2, episode 3 with Ace Amin. How you doing?
Doing good. How you?
I'm good. I'm living the vida loca, man. So you is a PG rapper. You grew up in Hyattsville. Tell us what it was like growing up in your household.
Nothing but boys. It was 4 of us. Mm-hmm. One mother. Good home. Solid. African home.
Oh, you African.
My mother and my father, they both from Sierra Leone. So we grew up in that household. It was never a dull moment. Always some level of foolishness going on. Somebody doing or saying something wild. It was always amusing. 4 different personalities.
Are you the baby?
No, I'm the third.
I'm
like in the middle kind of because I got 2 that's like right above me, close in age, and then 1 beneath me that's like 7 years younger than me. So
okay. Yeah. So you have middle child syndrome?
I don't know what that is.
You know, the one that wants the attention, the one that's like, you know, you got the baby who's treated like the baby. Then you got the oldest who's like, this is the OG. Like, this is the one that watch after everybody. And then you got the middle child that's like crying, like, hello, look at me. Like, you know, you got the baby and the oldest. Like, what about me? Were you that child?
No, I wasn't that child. I don't think so. You have to ask. Yeah, I don't think so, though. No.
So you're the only one amongst your brothers who are musically inclined?
As far as rapping, yeah. But everybody has an ear. Everybody, they're sonically inclined. I'm just the one that actually raps. I'm the only one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what was it like in high school for you? Like, let's fast forward a little bit. What was that like?
I played ball. It was more so.
I could tell you looking like you played a little something over there.
That's not from that.
We'll talk about that.
Seriously. Yeah, seriously. High school was cool. High school, you know, no stigmatizing experience for me. It was cool. Like,
you enjoyed going to school?
I never really enjoyed school, but it was no worse than any other part of school, or better for that matter. Like, I never enjoyed being forced to go anywhere, just being real with you. Okay. So when I have to go, I'm just probably not going to go. I graduated with like below a 2.0, like, I just did what I needed to do in order
to
get out the door. Like, seriously, like my senior year, I might have missed 80 days, and for the other 100 that I was on time for. Maybe 20 of those. So
do you have children?
I got 1 child.
And what would you say to your child about going to school? That if they had the same mentality as you.
That it's imperative. I got what I needed to get out of it.
Go right,
it's just far as the grade. Like, I wasn't motivated by grades. Like, that didn't. I didn't measure performance or aptitude in how good my grades were. You know what I mean? So overall, I think I turned out pretty well despite missing 80 days my senior year. But I would stress to my daughter, just for regularity, being able to develop the right habits that you will want to make sure that you do the right thing for the right reasons. So I wouldn't obviously tell her to do what I did, but I would understand if she felt the way that I felt about it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a little bit better than I am, though. She doesn't have the excess testosterone that I have. You know what I mean?
Females, we a different breed. When it comes to school, not all of us, but we really be more so focused on that.
Just for school? Or just in general, you're a different breed?
You know, like, we're talking about school, so I said school.
Yeah, I just had to throw that out
different.
There. When you say y'all different, like, yeah, it's more respects than that, but I guess that's for another conversation.
Yeah, we'll be having more of those conversations.
Gotcha.
So right now, who do you feel like are the top 3 rappers, like, mainstream? And I asked this for a reason.
When you say top 3, you mean stylistically or do you mean popularity? Like, or
popularity.
My opinion?
Popularity. Let's go popularity.
Of course, Drake. I'm guessing now because I'm so far out the loop. I would say maybe Kendrick Lamar.
Okay.
Or I've been hearing a lot about, you know, what's his name? The dude that keep getting locked up.
Kodak Black?
Yeah, him. Isn't he real popular?
Yeah, he's really popular.
Okay, well then.
I ask this because there are a lot of popular rappers out there and entertainers who bring in a lot of revenue and a lot of income, and they have a lot of followers.
No question.
Why do you feel like they're not helping out their communities?
They don't feel compelled to. I mean, ultimately, people are going to do what they feel like is best for them at the time that it suits them. So if you felt like you need it, and I don't know what anybody's doing. This isn't to say that anybody isn't giving back, because I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But for the ones that aren't or are, they feel like that's something that they need to do. It's a priority for them, and they've made it one. So anybody that isn't giving back, they just don't feel compelled to for whatever reason.
So why do you feel like people feel so compelled to feed these people pockets when we're not getting anything in because return?
Because a lot of people don't look at it like that. They're not taking it on the level of I'm supporting someone who isn't worthy of support. Mm-hmm. They're looking at it on the level of, oh, he makes dope music, so I'm gonna go out and buy it.
Exactly.
Period. Yeah. I want his music, regardless of what his political stance is, regardless of how much he actually gives back to the community mm-hmm. in which he came from, the community that is his main audience, the one that makes it okay for the mainstream to accept him.
Exactly.
They're not looking at it on that level. They're just, I want to consume his music because I like his music.
So what happens when Ace Amin gets in that position where he bringing in all the money, he got all these followers, everybody loves him. What are you doing for us?
Who is us?
Your community, where you grew up from, like the different people on the streets that really is crying and begging for help, the people that really need the genuine help. Like, what are you doing for them?
My community is a little bit different. And I'm not saying like the way that I view the ones I'm indebted to. I have a whole host of people whose families are destroyed by incarceration. So those families for me take priority over anybody else. And then, I mean, besides my family, besides the ones that are closest to me, the ones that are here, that were here for me when I went through my ordeal. Mm-hmm. So those families first, trying to provide not just an outlet, and this is a preliminary talk. This is just me talking because I'm not in that position that we just talked about. This is just us theoretically or hypothetically speaking about what it might be. Once you get in that position, you assess what you can do for families of the incarcerated, making it a little bit easier for people that you know, that I know personally, and then people that I don't know. So those are the most important ones for me because I know what that, I've seen firsthand what that does. So
what would you do, like create jobs for them?
Definitely. Enterprise is one of the things that I'm focused on. I love business. I want to open businesses. I want to be able to hire people or provide employment for people who are coming from that situation or people whose families are in that situation and can't necessarily do that. But I have to get to that point. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I can't just sit here and tell you, like, it's pie in the sky right now.
Yeah.
Being able to open a few businesses and hiring people that are in that position, that's something that definitely works.
So if your brother didn't put that bug in your ear to go ahead and rap, and you got out and you wasn't rapping, what would you be doing right now? How would you be living your life, making a living?
Grinding. Still doing the same things. I got a job now. Like, don't get it twisted. Like, I'm just rapping. Like, I'm in
shout
school.
Shout out to that. Like, pause. I'm sorry. Shout out to that. Because y'all be in the studio all day long. Y'all not getting no money off of your music because you don't even buy the beats that you rapping on, but you just want to be local celebrity, but you ain't making no income. Anyway, but yeah, go ahead. You still have a job.
I'm in school, so...
Okay.
Yeah, quite no
what
question.
You doing in school? What's your major?
It's culinary school. It's actually like a CJT. It's the program. I'm almost done with that. I'm interning right now. Yeah. So, yeah, like, you know, I know that might sound crazy, like,
no, anybody that's watching,
but that's what it is. Like, I personal train too. You know what I mean? So, I'm definitely not just, not just to, you know, like, make it seem like I'm above rapping or anything like that, but rapping goes in conjunction with other things. The nigga has bills.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, a nigga has to get established. Like, I was gone for a little while, excuse my language, but I gotta get right, you know what I mean? So
if you do get married one day, your wife having to cook is not gonna be a factor because you got this.
She still gotta cook. Like, just because I can't cook don't mean I always want to cook. Like, you do these radio interviews, I'm pretty sure that when you go home, you don't want to be doing interviews anymore.
No,
like,
I don't. I want to shut up. Sometimes.
I don't want to just be cooking because I can't cook. It's cool. I got it. You better be able to burn something. Seriously.
All right, so we're gonna get into something called With It or Quit It. So I'm gonna just give you some statements, questions, or whatever. You tell me you with it, agree, quit it, nah, and then you just respond to whatever it is.
Gotcha.
All right, so we did talk about this a little bit, but this person says, how is education really the key to success? Because some people are dumber than a box of rocks, yet they have more money than me. Education ain't helped me. You with that statement or not?
The statement itself, not necessarily. I hate people looking at other, that's like a victim statement anyway. With education not being the end all be all, education in the formal sense, like, how much more educated are you than that person if they're making this much more money than you?
Exactly.
Because education is applicable. Like, you have to make it into something that makes sense. So if you have a degree and you don't use that degree, like if you go to school and you become a doctor and then you end up owning a business for a back massager and you don't use that degree for whatever reason, then how educated are you if you're not using it?
Mm-hmm.
So education for me, the formal education and going getting a piece of paper does not make you an educated or learned person. It means that you completed a program.
Did you always have this mentality? Like, you sound very articulate. Like, it's very refreshing talking to a brother who can just have, like, a good conversation that is just up there. Like, I love it.
I guess so. I mean,
always?
I read a lot. I used to have time to read a lot, but now I scour. I get what I can in. But I don't think it's cool. I don't think it's hip. I don't think it's what it is for you not to know. Like, you mm-hmm. shouldn't be unaware.
Yes.
Like, you shouldn't be okay with just being okay. Like you shouldn't be so consumed in what's going on around you that you can't pay attention to what's outside of you. Being well-versed, being balanced, I think is important in any aspect of life. So that, for me, I guess would contribute to being articulate or well-spoken. Because if you can't express yourself, like, how can you expect to really understand yourself if you don't know how to, if you don't have the capability of when you want to be able to say what it is that's on my mind, this is how I feel, and this is why I feel that way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
All right, so this next one. Why do white people always say black people play the race card or Hispanics play the pity card, but do they know every time they are in trouble or commit a crime that they play the stupid mental illness card? You with that statement or not?
I can't be 100% with that, because then we just categorizing all white people as if they do the same, because then what gives... That gives validity to their claim that I act a certain way or that I always play the race card.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not always true. Coming from a position of privilege a lot of times can contribute to you not wanting to accept your own role in your own troubles.
Very true.
I can't tell you on a base, like every basis, like why this person said this or why this person feels this way. But for the most part, when they do, when I've seen people play that role, it's just they can't really accept the fact that, yo, I did this. Mm-hmm. And I'm responsible for this, because they have never been forced to say, I did this and I'm responsible for this.
Gotcha.
So.
All right. So this was said by an African brother. He says, I can no longer stand the black race. You probably think I'm white, but I am a woke African black brother. I'm just tired of hearing black this and black that and how we're targets, blah, blah, blah. I'm just sick of it all. They don't understand that the more we talk about our greatness, the more we get attacked. With it or quit it?
I ain't necessarily with that one.
No.
For a bunch of reasons. And I don't want to misinterpret it either. But the end of it, you're saying that the more that we talk about our greatness, the more that we get attacked?
Yes.
To who, though? Like, and by who?
That's what I didn't really understand, because I'm just like, now we're in an era where we speak loudly about our beauty, our intelligence. Like, before we weren't. Really, we didn't feel that highly about ourselves. Mm-hmm. So now we're in an era where it's like people are becoming woke, or people, I would say joining together, but I would more say that's like social media joining together. But.
Yeah. More important than what people do is why they do it. Now, exactly what you just said, it's cool right now to say you're woke.
Yep.
If you're doing it because it's a trend, then obviously it's not the right reason. So everything that it was built upon is BS. So for you to say that we're in an area where people, I think that blackness is kind of celebrated, but it's a trend.
Yeah.
It's something that is fashionable. It's something that you won't get castigated for right now. So, you know, for you to wear your natural hair, or for you to wear an outfit that doesn't necessarily conform with white society's norm is okay right now. But that doesn't mean that that's the reason why you're not doing it to celebrate blackness. You're doing it because everyone else is doing
it. Exactly.
So that doesn't necessarily, in and of itself, that doesn't make it a celebration of greatness. You keeping up with the keep-ups. Like, and that's not necessarily the right thing. So
since we're on the topic of, like, trends and that kind of thing,
uh-huh.
you're offered $10 million right now
okay.
to sign a contract.
Okay.
And we spoke about this a little bit before we got on air. And you have somebody that say, you need to look this way. I'm writing your rhymes for you. You good. Just follow my lead. I got you. You signing a contract.
Okay, see.
You're a rapper.
I can't let anybody write for me.
Okay.
I can't let anybody write for me. Not whole songs. You can't write lyrics. You can't write bars for me. You can't dress me up as something that I'm not. You can't misrepresent me completely. Right, because to some degree, if you sign a deal, you're going to be slightly misrepresented. You can't give a whole... I mean, well,
so
for the most part,
million,
you can't give a whole...
So for $10 million, you're not doing it?
Nah, not right now. I ain't doing it. Integrity over a few things. I know that sounds
crazy.
Right
now. No, I mean, it's by all means. Like, that sounds good to me.
The premise that somebody could turn down $10 million that just told you he's in culinary school and he's working in conjunction with rapping, because...
I mean, just realistic. Like,
yeah, nah, I couldn't, I'm not comfortable right now. Sometimes when people give me suggestions about how I should say something on a track, I kind of cringe. So I couldn't imagine signing away complete right to do any of that. And I have to go with what that person is saying. Like when somebody says, like, even if I'm in the booth and I'm recording, an engineer, he pipes in and he's like, yo, his name's Trice. Shout out to Trice too. So Trice, like, yo, I think that you should say this and this like this, I'd be like, I ain't ask you that. Like, mm-hmm. in my head, I'm not. But so for me to deal with a label, somebody I have no rapport with that I don't think has my best interest at heart, to tell me this is what you're going to write, this is what, how you're going to be, this is what you're going to, it'd be kind of weird.
But you do believe in selling yourself a little bit to get.
No, I don't believe in selling yourself. I believe
I think the word.
Yeah.
Okay. Like.
Compromise, maybe?
There you go. That yeah, sounds compromise, a little nicer, but it's selling yourself.
Not on your, no, see, compromise, as long as it's not integrity, religion.
Okay.
It's not moral fiber. I'm not, yeah, because I can't say that. Because this would turn into a different radio show. It's certain things that people do now and accept now that I'm not going to do or accept because it's normal or it's cool or it's all right. I'm not going to do that. Like, I'm not.
So do you agree that it will take you a longer time to get
on? Maybe. It depends on what they're looking for. Like, you might find, if I find myself, like, talent, I feel like the difference between me and any other artist that anybody hears is exposure.
Okay. I agree.
It's seriously exposure. Like, far as versatility or being able to make a song or write or do, I can do anything, literally. Mm-hmm. Given the right amount of grind, given the right amount of work and effort put into it, exposure, I think that I could get the same level of notoriety as anybody. I'm not willing to just barter my soul for an opportunity to be able to rap on a pedestal. At the end of the day, I'm fine cooking and personally training people.
I mean, that's
people.
A good thing. So
yeah, I'm cool.
Nothing wrong with that. All right, so this next one. All government agency officials, or whatever you want to call them, they are all murderers. They kill their own people to stay on top. Pure greediness. Why don't we all rise up and kill them all, an eye for an eye? You with that or not?
The concept, but not necessarily how it was phrased.
Okay.
I'm with the concept of this isn't how it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
The system being, and I hate using that word, the system, but
that's what it is.
government officials being bred in an environment that encourages that type of behavior.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that personally, on a personal level, that any of it is necessarily malicious. But once you become a working cog in a bureaucracy, there's certain things that are going to be expected of you. Or that you're going to expect of yourself. Certain things that you just developed habitually that you don't realize what level it's affecting everybody else on. Because you're just doing your job at the end of the day. So I won't say all government aid, like the individuals. But the policies and the ones who dictate the policies. Mm-hmm. The ones who have come up with how people are governed. And are dictating to those people how they govern people. I think that those need to be addressed. And if it takes uprising, and you know that's what it takes.
So what about the idea of everybody moving to Canada, because that was the big popping thing when Trump was coming up. So what do you see wrong with that, or what do you see, do you agree with that?
How does this solve your problem, first
away
off
from it.
Yeah, how do you, okay, you all leave and go to Canada, now what?
Different
okay
policy.
So you go to Canada and now what do? How do you establish yourself? How are you making money? How do you contribute to Canada's overall welfare?
Mm-hmm.
How do you, the infrastructure that has been set up over the course of however many generations, how do you duplicate that in Canada? You don't just pick up and just an entire race, you don't just 20 million or however many people pick up and go and everything's all right.
Okay.
So it was something to say. It was cool. It was funny. It was, you know, people had some fun. I saw some funny jokes. Like, dude recorded a video of him actually going to Canada. He was like, you thought
yeah,
I was joking?
Yeah, he's like, from Baltimore.
Yeah, that was actually, like, funny. He really went to Canada. Like, as far as logistically, I don't think that is realistic. No, you can't just up and everybody go. You're having problems with immigration. Like, America's having problems with immigrants. Like, oh, it's too many coming here. You mm-hmm. think you want just 20 maybe go to Canada simultaneously? Like, at the same time, that's not going to work.
All right, so it's like we all fear the people with big positions on earth more than we fear God. Meanwhile, God is the boss of all bosses and has control over everything. Why can't we fear God like we do to some of our leaders?
No faith. Secularism. We're in a secular world.
Mm-hmm.
Most people, I mean, in the country, religion isn't really touted as much as it used to be. Are you asking about with that statement? I'm 100% with people don't. People fear, and then, like, it's a concept. It's spooky. When you talk about God, you're talking about something that's far off. Like, you're dealing with bills right now. You're dealing with having to pay your taxes and your rent right now. You're dealing with being pulled over and getting your brains blown out right now. You're not dealing with having a hell right now, or the prospect of having a hell right now. So that takes a level of faith that a lot of people just don't have, because it's not cool, and it's not something that is as prioritized as it maybe once was. People tend to, you know, they deal with this situation. If you could literally look up in the sky and you could see heaven, and you look down and you could like see hell, it would be a different ballgame. Because if you knew for a fact that this was what's looming, any given time, no matter what this dude that's in charge of me says, mm-hmm. if I die, I'm going to one of these two, I can see it, it'd be a whole different ballgame. It's just like going to work. I know for a fact that if I just decide that I'm not going to work today,
yeah,
I'm going to get fired.
Mm-hmm.
If I get fired, I'm not going to get a check.
Exactly.
If I don't get a check, I can't feed these kids. I can't buy these shoes. I can't do anything that I need to do. I know this for a fact.
Mm.
So because I know this, my actions correlate. But if I don't know this, then if I have any wavering doubt, then I'm just going to, my actions are going to correlate once again. So I think that that's like a big issue. Like people don't really look at the fact that these are just all of these men that are in this, or women that are in these positions that they're in. They're just men and women. They ultimately have to answer to the same Lord that I do.
I hear that. Well, we're going to lighten the load a little bit and listen to his single. What is song? So what song is this?
This is Love It A Lot. This is the single from the album. I performed it. It's gained some good traction. Everyone that hears it is kind of infectious. I did perform it the time I did at the Coast to Coast event, Pure Lounge. By the second verse, everyone was singing along with it, like the hook when it came back in. So it's a good song. It's for my hood. It's for my radio. You know, put them on. Don't nobody really know about it. So let me let them know. They love it a lot. They love it a lot. Dímelo, 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 dímelo. Keep the business on the need to know. Need to know. You witnessing this witness shit. Let you jumping. You ain't even know. They love it a lot. They love it a lot. Whether you love it or not. Gonna love it a lot. This the shit that you stay for. You same boat, they never came close. Black mask, where the space ghost. Out of space to the case close. Highsville, high feel. Nigga, high's this, they buying pills. Nick shooting, nick shot. Oh, nick dying, now it's real. Nick throwing up the neighborhood. Wish the mother and neighbors would. You talking crazy, they invading yours. In your hood like they staying yours. Post, nigga, call them up. Give a whole son to blog about. Speed down, call your bluff. I'ma push the button like I'm logging out. Moving shit like a large intestine to that money longer than a small intestine. Dímelo, dímelo. Line money like some architecture. Bout my ones, family dollar. They can't shake me like a Zanny problem. I need counting family problems. All right, we are back. You are still here at the Kickback. That was his single. If you haven't heard it, you need to make sure you listen to that, because I have. I watched his performance and all of that. I'm definitely a fan. You are a Jay-Z and Eminem fan.
Definitely.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you a little bit of stuff about them. I'll just make sure you just know. I'm not going to ask you about lyrics because, I mean, whether you're a fan or not, who doesn't know Jay-Z and Eminem lyrics? Like, they are like beasts. Okay. So I'm going to ask you a little bit about them.
Okay.
Mate, let's see. All right, so how many awards has Jay-Z won in total?
Total awards? Grammys, yeah. Or just total?
Total awards.
50? I'm guessing. I have no clue.
Double that.
Double that? He's an accomplished writer.
He definitely is. We try and get Ace Amin on that level. All right, so which of these rap legends was a classmate of Jay-Z in high school?
Okay.
Was it 50 Cent, Lil' Kim, Notorious B.I.G., or Tupac? New York.
Obviously. It's either Big or Kim. I'm going to say Big.
Okay. You guessed that, but I was right. All right, so in what year did Jay-Z release the Black Album in announcing that it would be his last solo record before retirement?
14 years ago.
What year was that?
Let me add it.
How you know it was 14 years ago?
It's 2003.
It sure was. Dang, okay, Jay-Z fan. All right, true or false, Jay-Z married Beyonce on August 8th, 2009?
That I have no clue about because of my predicament, so.
Okay. It was April the 4th. And the only reason why you would know that is because Beyonce's so big on the number four. Yeah. So.
Both their birthdays on the 4th.
Yeah,
man.
And then she got married on the 4th.
Her fourth album was 4.
Exactly.
4.
There you go. All right. So with Eminem, which of the following is not an Eminem album?
Oh, God.
Infinite, Recovery, Relapse, or Encore?
It's not an album?
I missed one. Oh, The Sun's Tired by Isaiah Rashad. Well, duh. I'm sorry. I gave that away because I was about to say, who the heck? All right, so we going to give you that one because I was like, what? Yeah. All right, so name two of Eminem's debut albums.
Debut albums?
Plural. All
right, well, you just named Infinite and then the Slim Shady LP.
You got good eyes. You got 20/20. Don't be peeping over here.
Nah, I just.
Well, you got that right.
The general sheet, because you was reading off of it, but I can't see it.
Oh, yeah.
My eyes ain't that good.
What year did Eminem achieve mainstream popularity?
99.
Yes. All right, last one. True or false? Jay-Z has called Eminem one of the greatest rappers of all time.
That would indeed be fault. Nah, it's the truth.
Oh, I was about to say, look, you ain't no fan. Like, these just talk to people. All right, you did that. I give you that. You passed that. So, we're about to wrap it up. I want to know, where can these people find you, follow you? You can't follow him on Twitter. I learned that the hard way. But the shows you got coming up, new music, any features, what's going on?
We got a whole new LP about to drop. I don't know exactly when. The Year of the Wolf, you can get that right now on SoundCloud. Soon to be on Spinrilla, even iTunes. We're going to get that right. On Instagram, you can follow me on Ace at The Ace is Mojo. It's at The Ace is Mojo, TheAceIs Mojo, M-O-J-O. I'm on Snapchat, too, if you're on there, whatever.
What you be snapping about? Making cereal, all that?
Cereal.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. He's a chef. Look, I don't know. People be, would you be in the car listening to music? That's your snack?
No, I ain't one of them. Like, got the camera all in your face and doing it. I don't be on that. Nah, just various, you know, whatever I see that might be funny, I point it out. I might take a picture like, yo, look at this, check this out. Got a dude, I got a complete comedian that I'm in class with, and I post him a lot on other platforms I'm looking for. We got Instagram.
Okay, so why aren't you on Twitter?
I'm on Twitter. I just don't really be tweeting.
You have like 4 tweets.
Yeah, I just tweeted something last night.
Yeah. What's up with that? Come on, we just talked about social media being like the heavy thing. Yeah, come on, man.
It's just an afterthought. Like, everything, when I get on my phone, the last thing I'm thinking about is Twitter. I don't know why. Like, it's just, I have to force myself to go into Twitter, look at it. I'm going to get more active on Twitter.
You should. But a tip I can give you is, when you post something on Instagram, it gives you the option to share on other platforms. So just connect your Twitter
to Twitter.
Exactly. So you can just put share on Twitter. You ain't got to worry about going a separate window.
I appreciate that. For all the dinosaurs out there.
So any music video for this song?
We shooting a video as we speak, and I'm finishing up video for the intro on the album as well. Kind of taking it not really too slow, but just trying to make sure that making the right moves, because this is the first little project. And this was kind of like just a dab. It's an EP. It's not really a full album. It's not a whole work. It was just enough so that people can understand what's going on, know that there's something coming. So after this, it's wave after wave after wave after wave. Coast to Coast event, the nationwide, we qualified, won that. On I think it was February 23rd, okay. Labor Day weekend in Miami for grand prize. We gonna be there for that. Yeah, you know, that's about it. Like, as far as right now on the horizon, that's it. Just keep on grinding, trying to get this thing out, trying to get it in the right people's hands, getting listens. You know what I'm saying? We up over, but think 10,000 listens on SoundCloud at this point total. You know what I mean?
Like,
just trying to keep it moving, trying to keep the momentum. You know what I mean? Like I said, the only thing separating me, I feel, is just the exposure. Trying to get that now.
Well, we're going to get you there.
You know what
definitely.
I mean? Definitely appreciate it.
So before we go, just one last thing.
Okay.
What is one thing that you want people to know about you? One thing. Like, if you can only tell them one thing.
What you listening to is precise. There's no filler. What you hear is bar for bar, 100% authentic. Everything that I've been through, everything as far as perspective, is a complete, accurate representation of who I am. So when you hear the music, like, it's, you know, there's certain levels. Obviously, you're not going to know me on a personal level without getting to know me. But everything that I'm saying is stuff that either happened or very well could happen.
All right, that was A7. I'm Thomas B. Frazier. You were sitting up with Kickback B&B.